You're listening to the Triple P Parenting Podcast from 612 ABC Brisbane. For more information, visit abc.net.au/Brisbane.
And when disaster strikes, like the recent floods, children can seem bulletproof, but they're not. And for some weeks down the track, the cracks of trauma start to appear. How do you help them recover? Professor Matt Sanders is from the Triple P Positive Parenting Program at the University of Queensland. And Professor, good morning.
Good morning, Madonna.
How long after a natural disaster can children start to show emotional reactions?
Well, it's interesting when you think about the immediate response to a disaster. There are lots and lots of children who are showing signs of distress of one kind or another. There's lots of variations in how children of different ages experience this distress, but things like kids acting in a regressed or more babyish way than they were previously, things like kids becoming clingy and difficulty with separation, problems such as sleep disturbance and nightmares.
Wetting the bed?
Yes, that's certainly possible, but also the avoidance of things that were associated with the flood or the cyclone, or that remind them of those things. So that what you're seeing here is like a very common distress response that affects a very large number of children. Now, most kids actually recover from this themselves. They're on their own recovery timetable. What we primarily need to do as parents is to try to get their life back to being as normal and as predictable as possible.
So we notice something. Mm-hmm. Do we then address it with the children, or how do we go about doing it?
Yeah, I think there are a couple of important things here. One is that we certainly need to be aware of how our kids are dealing with those events that occurred in the past. And to remember that there are some kids that are a little more vulnerable to not coping with this very well. For example, if they've had exposure to a previous disaster, and this is like the second or the third time it's happened, a lot of those kids are more adversely affected. Sometimes, however, it's the way we respond to our children in a situation of crisis or disaster. And in a lot of ways, there's a fundamental message here for a parent, and that is that kids cope better if they see those around them coping better.
Yes.
So it's kind of like creating a sense of optimism about our children's capacity to bounce back, to deal with the situation that they've been through. And there are a couple of traps that parents can get
what
into that make it worse. One of them is actually becoming so preoccupied with what has happened, you virtually talk about nothing else.
Yeah.
And so children become overly focused on talking about their worries and fears. It's absolutely fine and important for parents to listen to what children have to say, but if it goes on and on and on and there's no relief or break from that discussion, then children hold on emotionally to it longer than they should otherwise. Another example is just being simply too overprotective. Now, it's a natural, important thing for parents to be protective towards their children when they're under threat.
Yeah.
We need to keep them safe and so on. But when we're overprotective, we go beyond which is just enough to enable our kids to get on with life and bounce back.
Yes.
And they become preoccupied and very self-focused on how they're feeling, how they're worrying, and the more attention that's provided to it, the more they hold on to it.
And you're talking about children who weren't necessarily involved in the flood. Of course you're talking about them, but you're also talking about kids on the other side of Brisbane or in other areas.
Definitely.
Who are going to school and talking about it, who are seeing it in the newspaper, on TV.
Absolutely. And the thing is that although it is the case that children who were the most directly affected, particularly kids who thought they were going to die, you know, they are struggling more than other children, but there are definitely other kids in the community who've been distressed by the events because of things they've heard on the news, or that friends or neighbours were affected directly, or that they were involved in the clean-up in some ways, which is often a good thing for kids to be involved in. But sometimes it leaves a youngster with a feeling that they live in a dangerous world.
And so as a parent, how do you do it, and how do you decide whether you can't and you need professional help?
Well, the first thing is to recognise when problems are gradually improving. So over a 2 to 3 month post-disaster period, the vast majority of kids are starting to return to their normal way before they were before the flood. So the general principles from a parenting point of view is allow your kids to be upset. It's normal, it's healthy, and it's okay. Don't try to prevent them from feeling the emotion of the upset in the first instance. Ask your kids to talk about why they're upset, because if kids are able to identify the source of their worry or distress, it might be something other than you thought it was. Make it clear to our kids that the immediate danger is over. Now, that doesn't mean that we couldn't have another flood event or there couldn't be another cyclone, but children need the certainty of knowing that they are now safe and we are the barometer that gives them a gauge of whether things are okay. The other thing is that allow your normal family routines to be re-established as soon as you can. I mean, even if you're living in a caravan or if you're living in some kind of temporary accommodation, kids need routine. We all need certainty and predictability, regular bedtimes, regular meal times.
And now there is a disaster recovery triple P. This advice is being rolled out across areas where there have been problems.
Look,
is that
one
right?
One of the fantastic things with Queensland Health's response to this crisis is that they've recognised the critical importance of parenting. And so Disaster Recovery Triple P has been developed as a special program that is being rolled out through all flood and cyclone affected areas throughout the state.
Someone listening who thinks, I need to understand more about this, how would they find out more information?
Over the next month to 6 weeks, they will hear in their local communities, through schools, on the radio and so on, where a Disaster Recovery Triple P seminar is being hosted in their community. And I would encourage every parent in those communities to get involved. It'll be very practical, it'll be very helpful relating to things you can do as a parent.
And will it be free for those parents?
Absolutely. This is designed as a coordinated government response to the crisis.
So you can go along. Do you bring your children or is it better off to go by yourself?
It's probably better to go as an adult, but some people can't get a babysitter and bring along the child if they need to.
And is it all outside Brisbane or will they also be held in Brisbane?
They will be held in Brisbane and training of professionals will be taking place in Toowoomba, Innisfail, Cairns, Townsville, Ipswich and Brisbane. And so this is something that's going to be widely available to all families.
And perhaps we might go along to one of them too and just hear the types of questions people are wanting to know and what the answers
are. Well, the first piloting of this in the Lockyer Valley led to some very interesting discussion and dialogue with parents. They really want to know this information.
What was the most common question parents in that area wanted to know?
Are my kids going to be okay?
That's pretty tough as a parent when
it is, but the important thing is most kids will be okay, and if we've just got a little game plan that says, okay, these are the key things in parenting that you can do to enable your kids to be resilient and bounce back, you know, most people are remarkably capable of overcoming incredible disasters.
Matt Sanders, thank you.
Thank you, Madonna.
You've been listening to the Triple P Parenting Podcast from 612 ABC Brisbane. For more information, visit abc.net.au/Brisbane.